Oh, honestly, Eddie, not this again.
Well, Clary, love, Sunday is a feast day, you see.
How do you know the ins and outs of what goes on in church? You never set foot in one.
I checked it out with Peggy Woolley again, just to make sure what you said on Friday was right.
Well, it's pointless you going on about it. When you say you're giving up something for Lent, people expect you to do it for the whole of Lent, Sundays included.
But it's traditional.
Oh, no buts, please, and no Sundays off. It'd feel like cheating.
Not to me, it wouldn't.
Or to anybody who saw you having a drink, it would be.
I won't let anybody see me. I'll have a can of lager here with me chicken dinner, how's that?
No.
Nobody would know.
I'd know.
But you don't have to let on to anybody.
Oh, I'd never be able to look them in the eye collecting their sponsorship money.
Well, all right, if you won't let me have Sundays off, what about me having a drink on Thursday?
Oh, do you never give up?
I mean, well, being me birthday, Thursday's a sort of feast day, isn't it? Well, for me, any road. So it should count.
Well, it don't.
You can't deny an Englishman a beer on his birthday.
Yes, I can.
Blimey. I'm telling you, Clary, it goes right against the grain.
It'll be a whole new experience then, won't it?
It'll be that all right.
You'll appreciate every minute to the full. And like I say, the day after you'll remember every minute.
Only because every minute will seem like an hour.
Oh, Eddie, come on, cheer up. Just think of all that money going to a good cause instead of the brewery. Go on, Alan will be so pleased and I will be so proud of you.
Flipping heck. I know. What if I have a drink on Thursday, then add a day on at the end of Lent? Oh, I won't have a drink until Easter Monday. Now, I can't say fairer than that, can I?
It won't do no good. You ain't going to drink one single drop of alcohol till Easter Sunday.
Oh, blimey. And on top of that, I'll have to find 50 quid if Lillian manages it as well.
You keep on putting your £2.50 in the jar for every point you would have had, it'll soon mount up.
Oh, heartbreaking.
Well, you ain't getting no sympathy from me.
You're a hard woman, Clary Grundy.
Now the chicken's ready to go in the oven. You giving me a lift to church or what?
Thanks, Lewis. And there's another pack of the shelving to put up on the right.
Where do you want these?
Oh, are they the sweatshirts?
Yeah.
Let's see. I haven't really got space for more than a couple of each size and colour. Nigel?
Oh, hi, Lizzie. Alistair, there you are.
Hello, everyone. Well, this is a hive of industry.
It certainly is. Let's have a look, Nigel. Now, let's see.
He's been looking for you everywhere. You'd forgotten to tell him you were in the gallery.
Oh, sorry, Alistair.
No problem.
Did you have a look at her then?
I did, but she's not in calf, I'm afraid.
Well, that's disappointing.
She's got too much condition. She needs to be fit, not fat. You're feeding her too well, Nigel.
Right.
I'll give you some dietary advice for her.
Thanks.
So, what's all this?
We're opening a temporary shop here in the gallery.
Visitors are really picking up now, so we didn't want to disappoint them. Everyone likes the shop.
And we didn't want to lose the revenue, of course.
Meanwhile, it's given me an opportunity to try out my display ideas. I can see if placing the collectibles in the centre increases sales for a start.
So don't stand still for too long, Alistair, or you might find yourself part of the display modelling jumpers.
Right. Well, I better leave you all to it then.
Yeah. There's such a lot to do if we want to open tomorrow.
You're making a good job of that, Clarina.
Thanks, Joe. Let's hope it flares like last year.
Oh, every chance. Yeah. Hey, a cup of tea, eh?
Oh, that'd go down a treat.
I know, I'm parched.
And there's a new packet of digestives in the cupboard.
Oh, just the job.
Well, you can count me in if you're brewing up, then.
Beware of landscape gardeners' beer and gifts. That's all I can say.
Hey?
Here you go, Clarina.
What's that?
It's a bunch of daffs.
Well, I know what it is. I mean, what's it in aid of?
Well, I thought they'd brighten the kitchen up a bit. You know, bring the outside in. Like they say on them decorating shows you watch.
If you think you can bribe me into letting you have a drink.
Me? Try to bribe you?
That's what I said.
No, of course not. You'd see it coming a mile off.
You're right, I would.
An intelligent woman like you.
Oh, flattery will get you nowhere neither.
Oh, good grief. I just saw the daffs at the garage when I filled the van up. And I thought you might like them, that's all.
Well, it's a very nice thought, thank you.
You're welcome.
If you put them on the draining board, I'll see to them when I'm done pruning this butterfly bush.
Will do.
Oh, and mind your feet. Joe's been putting compost down. Don't want it walking through the house.
Righto.
Was it something you wanted, Eddie?
No.
Well, if you ain't going in, make yourself useful and rake up these cuttings.
Oh, rightio.
Just put the daffs in the wheelbarrow.
Don't forget them.
I won't.
Lovely time of year this is.
Yeah.
Edward put the cows out to grass this morning.
Oh, that's always nice, isn't it? Did they kick their heels up?
Yeah. So, what have you and Dad been up to then this afternoon?
Just tidying things up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've done a bit of weeding and pruning, and Jo's been raking compost into the beds.
Oh, right.
About you?
Oh, I went over Penny Asset to book my pitch for the next car boot.
Hey,
you'll never guess. I bumped into a bloke I was at school with.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
would you believe it? A teetotaler. Only the same age as me is, and not a tooth in his head.
I wondered how long it did take you to get round to this subject.
No, listen. He reckons it's all them sugary drinks. Lemonade and all that. Rotted every single tooth.
Daffodils from that garage. Huh.
I could end up with a mouthful of fillings and a bill for hundreds of pounds.
Well, I'll tell you what, Eddie, I'll buy you a new toothbrush.
Oh, have a heart, Clary. Look at me, I'm wasting away as it is.
That beer belly going down's taken 10 years off of you. You look fitter and healthier all round.
You're not going to change your mind, are you?
No. So you better just get on with it. All right.
Oh, I'm still not sure, you know, Lizzie.
I thought we'd decided on the line drawing.
I know. But this abstract design is much more unusual. I mean, just picture it on the bottle.
Yes, I know what you mean, but... Well, that isn't the point, is it? It's about the Lower Loxley brand.
That's why I need to get this right.
But when people buy our wine, they'll be buying into English country heritage.
But the wine will be new and light and fresh. I don't want the label to say old-fashioned and fusty.
Oh, it doesn't at all. It says class and distinction.
Hmm. A lot of our business clients are young.
Yeah, and they hold their conferences here because of what Lower Loxley stands for. Because of the connotations of elegance and class.
Yes, you're right. I'll go with our original decision, the line drawing of the house it is.
Good. In any case, you needn't be so precious about it. We've got ages. We won't be selling this year's wine, will we?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Cathy. Come in.
Hi. Nigel, could you come and give Titcomb the OK before he fixes up the signs to the shop, please?
Yes, of course.
And I wouldn't mind a second opinion about the card racks.
What's the problem?
No problem. I just wondered if there should be some kind of formal division between the gallery and the shop.
Oh, such as?
Well, a screen, possibly. I mean, at first I thought one space should flow into the next, which it does naturally if the prints and postcards are placed there. What do you think?
Well, I'll come and have a look.
Thanks.
Otherwise, how are you doing?
We're getting there. It's taking a while, because, of course, everything's full of dirt and dust. I've thrown a fair bit away.
Yes, I imagine so. Have you itemised it all for the insurers?
Oh, yes, and we've saved quite a lot, too.
Cathy?
Yeah?
What do you think about these wine bottle labels? The line drawing or the abstract design?
The abstract one.
Oh.
Well, it's much more colourful, isn't it? It'd really catch the eye.
Yes, but remember, our bottles won't be competing on our shelves with hundreds of others.
No, but it's a younger design for a new, young wine.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd better get back. Can I tell Titcomb you'll be with him soon?
Yeah, I'll be there in a minute.
Right, see you later.
She's in her element.
Who?
Cathy, with her practice run of the new shop layout.
Hmm?
Perhaps Eddie was right. Perhaps she did bribe you to knock down the shop wall.
Yes. She might be right, you know, Lizzie.
What?
About the wine label. I think I'll ask the winemaker on Tuesday what he thinks.
Oh, Nigel.
And how's the nets going, Alistair?
Oh, very well indeed, thanks, Clary. We're off to Edgbaston again this week. Looking forward to that.
It's a pity our William had to pack it in, what with his job and having Georgie. He'd have loved going to Edgbaston.
Well, you never know. There might be opportunities in the future. Can I get you a drink?
Oh, no, it's all right. Eddie and Joe's at the bar getting them. Hello, Cathy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I didn't expect to see you here, Clary.
Well, we've been gardening all afternoon, so I thought as we deserved a treat.
Good for you.
And since Eddie wanted to come down, I thought it may as well be under my supervision.
Taking no chances, eh?
Oh, not likely.
Are you both coming on Friday to the big quiz?
Comic relief?
Yeah, we are.
I ain't decided. Sid's thinking about holding that wine tasting.
Oh, no, he's dropped that idea. He'd like to do it, but he hasn't got time to get it set up with the quiz and everything.
Oh, well, in that case.
Oh, pity. I'll have a word. See if I can't get him to change his mind.
Shall I ask Eddie to get you a drink, Cathy?
No, I won't stay, thanks. I'm going to pick Jamie up, make the supper and put my feet up.
All set for tomorrow?
Just about. I'm going in early tomorrow morning just to check I haven't forgotten anything. Do you know, I'm quite excited.
It's £20 per table.
Ooh, blimey. Can you pass it on to Shiver for me, then?
No problem.
Sure, here you go. Not cheap, is it?
Well, that's for a worthy cause. The Ambridge Cricket Club Supporters Fund.
Oh, I've got worthy causes coming out my ears.
What's this, then?
Schuler's tabletop sale. I've got plenty for my table.
Oh, that junk you brought back from France?
And some stuff I've picked up at car boots.
Ah, some people will buy anything.
That's what I told him.
Oh, no, I didn't mean... I was looking for Sid.
He's in the Plumans.
I want a word about the wine tasting he's cancelled.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it'd be salt in the wound, mate. Oh, I don't know, Dad.
Oh, well, you've nobody to blame but yourself.
Oh, I just miss a pint with me mates after work, that's all. Fizzy pop just don't hit the spot, so me.
Fancy betting Lily and Bellamy all that money.
Oh, I don't need reminding.
Well, it's no skin off her nose if she loses.
Oh, she's got Matt Crawford on her back. Just like I've got Clary, she won't lose.
Yeah, well, suppose not.
It'd be great if she did have a drink.
Oh, no, no, you'd still have to stick it out. What about Clary's sponsorship money?
Yeah, I know that. If she did drink and had to pay up, we'd still have all that money Clary's saving in the jar.
Oh, so we would.
Can I imagine the blowout me and you could have with all that, eh?
Yeah.
Well, over £50 by the end of Lent. Ah, oh, still, like I said, Crawford would never let her forget it. She wouldn't risk that.
She goes past Keeper's Cottage every day, nearly, does she?
So what?
On her way to the home farm riding course to exercise horses for shooting.
And your point is?
I don't know yet. But there must be some way of getting a drink down her. You leave it to me.
Siobhan, it's Brian again. I've left a message on your mobile, but you're obviously busy. I just wanted to apologise, really. I didn't mean it to sound like I was hassling you when we spoke last week. I was just concerned, that's all. I'd really like to know how you are, so give me a call when you get this and we'll talk. And love to Rory. We'll speak soon. Bye. I'm in here, Jenny.
Would you mind helping me in with the shopping?
Yeah, just a minute.
Haven't seen Adam this morning, have you?
He was out spraying at the crack of dawn. He'd be gone all morning, I think.
Well, it's not urgent. I was at the supermarket and I bumped into one of his friends, Aidan.
Oh, did you?
Mm. He and his partner are opening a new bar this week.
Really?
Yeah, in Borchester. And he gave me some flyers for Adam to hand out.
Oh, yeah. You didn't bump into Eddie Grundy on your travels, did you?
Afraid not, no.
Well, I'll ring him on his mobile. I need him and Adam to sort out what shifts he can work in here.
Well, you've got Connor.
Yeah, but he still needs supervising.
Oh, yes, of course.
Now, Adam will do the bulk of it, but there's still a lot to do on the arable. There's no way I'm getting my sleeves rolled up again in this lambing shed. Not after last time.
Morning!
Morning, Joe. Morning!
Lovely day for a ride.
Yes, let's hope it stays like this. Oh, you're busy.
Boy, don't do to let the shrubs get in the van this time of year.
Very industrious, aren't you?
I like to keep busy. I already got some bedded plants starting off in the lean-to. I plant them out for Clary when there's no danger of frost.
Mm, very nice.
And Bert Fry gave me some Gloriosa to try. Here, I'll show you.
Oh, sorry, Joe. Perhaps another time.
All right, then.
Happy gardening.
Hey, hang on a minute. You dropped this.
Oh, there. What is it? No, that's not my hanky. Shula? No, not mine.
Oh, well, that's funny. It wasn't there before. Hello, boy.
You're a handsome lad, ain't you? What's your name, Lenny?
Oh, this is Nero. None of the stable girls will exercise him, will they, Shula? He's got a mouth made of steel, haven't you, boy?
Oh, I knew horse like that once. Belonged to a cousin of mine. Once he got going downhill, your only hope was a quick prayer to the heavens.
No breaks, eh, like this one. Oh, go ahead, Lillian, if you're stopping for a chat.
Well, I don't hold a working woman up.
No, I've got to see Jennifer about a booking.
Yes, OK, don't worry. I'll see you on the riding course in a while.
OK, bye.
Bye.
Well, you won't have seen me and Bartleby out.
Oh, won't I?
Poor old lad. To tell you the truth, I'm a bit worried about him.
Oh, why's that?
Oh, it don't matter. I don't want to burden you with my worries.
No. Go on. Is there something the matter with him?
He's just gone off his food, that's all. Only I had a good look at him, but I can't find nothing wrong.
Poor thing.
Of course, a second opinion would be handy.
Well,
it's just that he's become more than just a pony to me. More like a companion he is. I wouldn't half miss him.
I tell you what, I'll pop along later this morning and have a look at him for you.
Oh, that's very good of you,
Missus. If you think it'll help.
Well, it's just to put my mind at rest.
Okay then, Joe. I'll see you later.
Right you are. Smashing.
So, how was your ride this morning?
Great. Shadow was very lively. As soon as we turned down the lane, she couldn't wait to get to the course.
Cream?
Oh, thanks. By the way, I saw Brenda Tucker going into one of the holiday cottages.
Oh, the Nest, yes. She and Tom moved in over the weekend. Do you want another biscuit?
No, thanks. That was quick.
I know, but they didn't see any point in waiting. I offered them a lower rent if they decorated it themselves, and they jumped at the chance. Anyway, how's the tabletop sale coming on?
Oh, bookings are really picking up, thanks. Word's got around. And Alice's friend Glynn can come.
Oh, who's he?
Oh, he's a retired antiques dealer.
Oh.
Alistair's organising a sort of flog it for the cricket club auction at the end of the sale.
That sounds fun. Mm.
So anyone can bring along stuff out of the attic. You know, that sort of thing. And Glynn will do a quick valuation.
But won't that be counterproductive? I mean, surely if it's valuable, they'll just take it to a proper auction and keep the money themselves.
Glynn's going to tip Alistair the wink and he'll twist their arm to get them to donate it to the flog it. It's up to them, of course.
Ah, but Alistair will shame them into it.
Something like that.
Well, good for you.
We're hoping to organise transport for the supporters' club, you see, for when we go on away fixtures.
Oh, like the Barmy Army?
Oh, wouldn't go that far. Right, I must go.
Any more coffee in there, Jenny?
Oh, help yourself, darling.
Good morning, Shula.
Good morning.
I'll get Alice to ring you, Shula, if she wants a table.
Oh, all right. Bye now. Bye.
Okay, bye. Brian, can I have a word?
Well, will it take long? I'm just going to take this back into the office. I've got a lot to get through.
I'm just a bit worried about you. You seem to have got a lot on your mind.
Oh, have I?
Hmm. And I'm worried about Adam.
There's really no need to worry about either of us, as far as I can see.
Well, you and he have hardly exchanged a word since you argued, other than about day-to-day farm business.
We've both been far too busy.
Yes, well, Adam's busy because he's completely committed to the future of the farm, including the arable.
I'm aware of that.
Well, that's what I wanted to say. I mean, does it really make sense to rely on contractors to do the arable work? I mean, especially with the price of wheat as it is at the moment.
The market's volatile, you know that. Things could easily be different again in 6 months' time.
That's not very likely, with all these crops being diverted into biofuels.
Jenny, I know you want to plead Adam's case.
Yes, I do.
And despite appearances, I do have a very high regard for Adam's work here. Which is why such a move, if it happened, would be a good thing for him.
Would it?
Yes, because it would provide him with the capital and the time to develop other, well, potentially more lucrative areas. Expanding the soft fruit, for example. And that's an idea well worth looking into.
Yes, I do understand.
But?
Oh, I don't know. We never seem to be settled anymore.
Well, that's the nature of the beast, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose so.
That's it. Good boy, Bart. No, he seems perfectly fine to me, Joe.
Oh, really? He has perked up since this morning. I can't understand it, but I am glad.
Here, just pass me that net.
Oh, well, here you are.
Let's try him with a bit of hay. Yeah. Good boy.
And his appetite's back.
Well, I don't know whether it's a woman's touch or what it is. He seems as right as rain now, don't he? Good lad. Oh, you had me worried there, Bartleby.
I don't know what to suggest. It's probably just his age.
Oh, well, we all feel our age now and again, don't we, eh, lad?
Right. Well, Joe, I'd better make tracks.
Yeah, oh, see, have a cup of tea first.
Let's see. No, I ought to go
on. Well, it won't take long. And then often I invite an attractive and knowledgeable woman such as your good self to tea.
All right, you can put away the trap.
No. Pretty words to you. It's the truth. Go on, what do you say?
Oh, go on then, a quick cup and then I'm away.
Come in right up.
Your puppies do have sharp little teeth. They're like needles.
Oh, he's so funny. He ate Mummy's head.
Did he? Well, that was naughty, wasn't it?
I love him to bits.
Oh.
Coming, Mum.
Oh, is Mummy calling you?
Yes.
All right, darling, you go and have your lunch then.
Okay.
And get well soon, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Who's that?
Oh, I rang Kate and then I spoke to Nolly.
Oh, everything all right?
Yes, Kate's blooming. Nolly's got a bit of a cold, but she sounds fine.
Oh, good. Don't look, have a look at these.
What are they?
Well, I was having a look at houses for sale. See what you think.
Ooh, Brian, oh, a holiday home would be lovely.
Exactly.
I really don't know what Adam would think.
Yeah, we're just mulling it over for now.
But none of these are in South Africa.
No.
Well, didn't we discuss getting somewhere near Kate and Nolly and a new baby?
No, I know you thought that at first. But I was thinking more of a short hop, somewhere we could just go for the weekend. Italy, perhaps.
Oh, yes.
I mean, they're just to give you an idea. I mean, look, imagine having breakfast overlooking that view, eh?
Oh, well, I suppose the children and grandchildren could come to us.
Of course. They'd love it.
Well, as delightful as this has been, Joe, I'll have to love you and leave you, I'm afraid.
Well, you have another cup.
Now I ought to get back. Matt's working from home this morning.
Oh, shame to waste it.
Oh, go on then.
So, as I was saying, this village was crying out for somebody like you before you come back.
I can't think of many who'd agree with her.
What? Oh, you took this village by the scruff of its neck and shook it to the yelp.
Well, possibly.
Oh, no possibly about it. Whizzing about on the back of that motorbike, eh?
So I did.
You brought some glamour back to Ambridge.
Oh, well, there wasn't much competition in the stars, though.
Oh, no. Them as has money and got your taste. Yeah, I remember when we did that pond clearing. You looked like you'd stepped off the page of a magazine in the snow looking like an old bag lady. Oh, well, she ain't a proper country woman. It's a good job you're in a parish council to represent us village folk.
I can't get to many meetings.
Ah, no, but it's the threat of you going, see? That's enough to keep that woman in check. Any rule, I let you get off. I'll drink up.
Hang on, you're chucking me out now, are you?
Oh, no. You're more than welcome. I don't want to make you late, that's all. Oh, dear.
Well, I've got a few minutes yet.
Oh, that cold strikes right through to your bones, doesn't it?
Are you all right?
Oh, well, I will be in a minute with this.
Oh, whiskey?
Clary don't approve, so you best not let on.
No, of course not.
Well, just as a drop in my tea when I fuse the cold.
Good for you.
Oh, that's better.
Yes.
Very soothing. Well, I'd offer you a drop too, but...
No, I can't, as you know, Jack.
No. Well, not to worry. Oh, yeah. Of course, who'd know, eh?
No, I can't.
Well, of course you can. It's only the two of us. The rest are all at work.
Well,
go on, be a devil.
Well, Oh, it's from Matt.
Just a drop, then, eh?
Joe, you old rogue.
Eh?
I'm on to you.
What?
You very nearly had me drinking there.
Oh, not me.
And it'd have been right round the village before I got back home, wouldn't it? Eh? And I'd have lost the bet and never heard the end of it from Matt.
Well, you can't blame a man for trying.
You sly old dog, you. But 10 out of 10 for effort. Ha ha ha.
Morning, Mike.
Oh, all right, Nigel. Hey, the wife got you riding something a bit more manageable today, has she?
Oh, you mean the bike?
You've been relegated to two wheels.
Ah. You heard about my mishap with Eddie's digger last week.
I'll tell you what, you might have a very lucrative future in demolition there.
Speaking as someone whose future was nearly behind him, no thank you.
I don't blame you, mate. Here, Kathy had a bit of an air raiser though, didn't she?
I gave her quite a fright, poor thing. But I think the prospect of a new shop layout to play with softened the blow.
And how are you managing meanwhile?
Oh, we've opened a makeshift shop in the gallery. We've taken over half of it.
Well, that's a good idea. And where are you off to now, then?
The winery.
Is your wine ready, then?
Yes. I'm just going to buy some crackers to neutralise the palate between tastings.
No, hang on. The winery?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a ride and a half.
Absolutely my choice. I've given up my car.
What? Well, I couldn't do without mine.
Lots of people say that, but with just a bit of forward planning, it's not that difficult.
No?
Well, this morning, for instance, I was cycling to the station. Then I'll catch the train with the bike and cycle the few miles to the winery at the other end.
Well, good on you.
And I'm lucky. It's not as if I don't have a car at all. There's Lizzie, you see. So long as we plan ahead.
Oh, good luck with it. Hey, you're going to be fitter.
Hope so.
It's a pity about Sid and the wine tasting on Friday. We was looking forward to that.
But was Sid doing a wine tasting?
He's decided he's too busy to sort it, what with the big quiz as well, you know, for Red Nose Day.
Oh, yes.
So, you and Elizabeth are going to be there?
I hadn't thought, but it sounds fun.
Whoa, steady. Let's see.
Do you need a hand, Ruth?
No, I can manage, thanks. It's just a stone.
All right. Well, I'll get up to the Herefords.
Did I tell you Josh has invited Emma to Ben's party?
Has he? Whoa, he has got it back.
I know. He thinks she's wonderful.
So has she said yes?
Mm. She's even offered to organise some games when I get the tea set up.
Mm. All in all.
Hi, Bert.
Hi.
You going clubbing?
Hey, clubbing?
He's joking, Bert.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
The thing under your arm looks like a club.
Oh, I get you. No, it's a chair leg, look.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you have a chair leg under your arm on a Tuesday morning?
David, it's a good thing you take no notice of him, Bert. Go on, you.
Oh, he needs to do some work on it. Needs planing down and this doweling drilling out.
Yeah, I'm still not with you. Why have you brought it all the way up here?
Well, the fuse in my shed keeps tripping and the electrics keep going off. So I thought I could work up here in the workshop.
You can have a look at the fuse box for Bert, can't you?
Yeah, sure.
No, you don't have to do that.
No problem.
No, you're busy as it is. I'll just get on with it here.
Right, well, okay, I'll see you both later.
Off to check the stock.
I am, yes.
Well, I'll come up with you then. All you could do is stretching me legs.
What about the chair?
Well, it'll still be here when I get back.
Right. Well, okay.
Have fun.
I think you'll be happy with what I've got for you to try, Nigel.
I can't wait.
Here you are.
Thank you, John.
It's beautifully bright.
Oh, yes. And the colour's very fresh.
It will colour up a bit with bottle age, of course.
I'd say the colour of a lemon, but with a hint of fresh new grass. But it's not citrusy.
No. What are you getting?
Actually, the primary aromas are quite complex. I'm getting countryside, hedgerow, and nettles, surprisingly.
Mm-hmm. Elderflower?
Yes, dry.
Did you get the slight spritziness on the finish?
Yes, I did. Wonderful.
Okay. That's what we've got so far. I'd like you to try some of these, too.
Are these a sweeter?
Not really. What we need to think about is the balance between the sugar and the acidity. Adding some Suss Reserve will bring out the fruit character and soften the acidity.
I see.
It's all about what we'll sell in future years. Well, you know your market. Now, this one has 1% Suss Reserve added. Try this.
Uh-huh. Yes, I see what you mean.
Mm-hmm. Again, you have to bear in mind it will soften a little in the bottle.
Yes. Still very crisp, but... yes, fruitier, possibly.
Now, this has a bit more Suss added. We could go up to 5% or even 10%.
No, that would be too sweet.
OK, just go for your first impression again.
Thanks. Oh, gosh, let me just...
No, I think perhaps 2% is a little much. Although it's still dry.
Okay.
It's between the driest and the 1%. Oh, gosh, gosh. Decisions, decisions.
It can be difficult.
Oh, dear.
Well, take your time.
I do like the slightly fruitier one. Although...
Just bear in mind, if I do add back some Sus Reserve, it might become unstable again, and it will need to be sterile fermented.
Note the drier one, I think. Yep, definitely.
Fine.
Now, could you tell me what you think of these labels?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be glad to.
Again, it's a choice between two.
Oh, the line drawing.
Really?
Oh, without a doubt. It's a much classier design.
That was our feeling, too. Right, if you could just tell me the alcohol content, I can have those printed.
Not if you want the name of the vineyard or the vintage on the label.
Oh, really?
I'm afraid not. You wanted to apply to the UKVA for regional wine status. I'm afraid you'll have to wait.
Yes. Oh, well, onward and upwards. I say, could I just have another taste of the last two, please? Just to make absolutely sure.
Yeah, and the idea is that we'll put back the hedge that Dad took out.
Keeping the fence alongside.
That's it. The hedge came out in the 60s to double the field size for the combine. Hang on. What's up with her?
It's funny how it all comes round again, isn't it?
Come on, Gup. Come on, get up.
What sort of hedges are you planting then?
Oh, all native species. Blackthorn, hawthorn. Come on! Come on, get up!
You could put dogwood in there. And hazel.
Yeah, well, we're spoilt for choice, but...
There's field maple and holly too.
Go on! Go on! Uh-huh, yeah.
And spindle.
Spindle?
Hornbeam.
Oh, she looks fine.
Oh, it'll be smashing it. We'll have an edge back there.
Yeah, Ruth and I think so too.
There were some beautiful edges in this county when I was a nipper. A real hodgepodge of blossom and berries there was.
Well, there still are if you look for them.
Well, it's good to see someone of your generation putting them back.
Well, I'm very pleased that you're pleased. So listen, how did you get on with the churchyard wall list, Nick?
Oh, me and Alan went to have a look.
Yeah, how bad is it?
Oh, you can see where the water's got in and frozen in more than a dozen places. It split a good few stones.
Well, that might be another job for you, then.
Oh, I reckon I could tackle that no problem. I'll have to discuss it with Schuler and run it past the church architect first.
You are in demand.
Oh, I don't mind.
But won't Frieda?
But why? What's she been saying?
Nothing. Not to me, anyway. I just meant that, you know, now you're retired, she might want to, I don't know, go out and about a bit more. Mum's always dragging Dad on days out.
Chance would be a fine thing.
Have I hit a raw nerve?
No, I like to think I'm useful. I just didn't realise how many jobs she'd saved up.
Oh, dear.
And then there's the posies for Mothering Sunday. Your dad and Colin Kennedy are helping me out with them.
That's this Sunday, isn't it?
Ah, it is.
Good grief, that soon come round.
Well, you better get your thinking cap on, David.
Yeah, I had.
Oh, gosh, John, more decisions.
If it were me, Nigel, I'd go with the Bordelais shape in green.
Yes. Or the autumn leaf? What do you think?
Possibly. I mean, green would be my choice, with the label you've chosen.
Oh, how will it last in the bottle, by the way?
It should age well. Still be drinkable in 2 or 3 years' time.
Excellent.
So, are we saying green, then?
Yes. Yes, green it is.
Good. And cork, rather than screw tops?
Oh, definitely.
Great.
Now, caps.
Again, you'll want to stick with something traditional, won't you?
Oh, yes.
So, the gold, or... Gold with green stripes?
Gold with 2 green stripes.
So, there's just one test remaining, Nigel.
I thought you'd done all those. Protein stability and so on.
Ah, well, you see, this is the most important test of all, Nigel. And it's one that only you can do.
Gosh, am I qualified?
Oh, I'd say so.
Right.
Right.
Thanks for the tea, Ruth.
You're welcome.
Well, we'll see you later, maybe.
Everything okay, Bert?
Well, it'll have to be. See you both later.
Bye.
Bye.
That's a bit cryptic.
Yeah. Frieda's got a list.
What sort of a list?
She's been compiling jobs for him to do. Years' worth of jobs to hear Bert talk.
Keeping him out of mischief while she's at work.
That's about the size of it, yeah.
Poor old Bert. Yeah.
Shh.
What?
I thought I heard the sound of a whip cracking.
Hey, mate.
Oh, you two are in a good mood. Nigel's on his way up the lane on his bike.
Oh, right.
Impressive, isn't it?
What can we do for you, mate?
I got some of the stuff for the maypole. Still all right to store it in your workshop?
Is there much?
Two big sheets of plywood, the pole, of course.
Yeah, sure, should be plenty of room. Shall I give you a hand?
Oh, yeah, cheers.
How are Brenda and Tom settling in?
We're doing smashing, Tar.
Good.
Place is full of pots of paint and stinks of turps. Well, you know how it is.
Yeah.
But he always reckons you put a bowl of cold water in the room to absorb the smells.
I've heard that.
No, at least I ain't got wet tights flapping in my face now I go to the bathroom. Ailey's a bit more organised than Brenda everywhere.
You will miss her.
No. I mean, she's only a bit further up the lane.
That's true.
It's just funny, though, isn't it? When you're used to someone. I made a porridge by mistake this morning.
Give us a hand, mate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right you are.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Nigel.
All right.
I'm on my way home from the winery.
Oh, yeah. How did it go?
Brilliantly, thanks. I've got to do a bottle test on the wine, though.
What's that, then?
He's given me a sample of my final choice to bring home. And what we do is we drink the whole bottle. And if we think the last glass of our wine is as interesting as the first, it's passed.
Hey. Well, that's the sort of test even I'd be up for doing.
When can we expect our wine, then?
Oh, not long now.
Excellent.
And I've had a fantastic idea.
Oh, yeah?
I've called Sid, and I'm going to organise the wine tasting on Friday night at the Bull.
Oh, great stuff.
It's in aid of comic relief. Lua Loxley will supply the wine.
Lua Loxley wine?
No, unfortunately not. John couldn't give me any to bring away with me.
Oh, that's a shame.
But I'll find something similar, along with the wine relief ones. And I'll ask Helen if she can supply a variety of cheeses to complement them.
Oh, just a job.
Yeah, it should be good fun.
Hey, I wonder if Eddie and Lillian will think so.
Won't Jenny be long, do you know?
I'm the faintest, sorry.
It's just that Luigi does sulk if I'm late.
Who on earth's Luigi?
My hairdresser.
Lillian Bellamy, afraid of her hairdresser?
I'm afraid of him, darling. I'm just not in the mood for his silent treatment.
Surely that's infinitely preferable to where are you going for your holidays?
Of course not. Oh, come on, Jenny. What's she up to?
Well, how am I supposed to know? She's getting ready.
All right.
Could wait in the sitting room for her, you know.
I'd much rather disturb you in here.
Yeah, I thought you might.
So, Jenny was up in the attic all morning, was she?
So she said.
She having a clear out?
Yeah, she's looking for some tat to send to the cricket club supporters sale.
Oh?
Brenda and Haley are taking a table, I think.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm pretty sure that's what she said.
Oh, that's interesting. Did she find anything, worth sending?
Well, why don't you ask her?
No, I'd rather see if she gives away any goodies by mistake, like that gorgeous handbag Alice sold me last time.
Rather a long shot, I'm afraid. She was smarting for quite a while about that.
Yes, well, not nearly as long as I was gloating.
Until you saw sense.
Are any of you going to Sid's comic relief quiz on Friday?
Well, Alice was trying to rope Jenny and me into making up a team.
It'll be fun.
Oh, I didn't think you'd be keen.
Why ever not?
Sitting on the sidelines and watching everyone else enjoy the wine tasting.
What wine tasting?
Oh, you didn't know?
No.
Oh, Nigel's organising it, apparently.
Well, don't mention it to Matt, whatever you do.
Ah.
Oh, Brian.
He bought himself a ticket before I had time to draw breath.
He has to wind me up, no doubt. That man's a monster at times.
Positively prides himself on it.
Good afternoon.
Eddie.
Jennifer said you was in here.
Hello, Eddie. Is she ready?
All right, Lillian. Yeah, she's putting her coat on.
Oh, at last.
So, how's it going?
Fine. Thank you. You?
Oh, a doddle. Have you got your chequebook ready?
Cocky, aren't we?
Quietly confident. Brian, you left me a message on my mobile about shifts in the lambing sheet.
Yeah, thanks for coming over. Hope you can help us out.
Oh, I can always do with a bit extra. I should be able to fit it round my other jobs. I'm milking at Brookfield now.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Could you sort it out with Adam, please?
Oh, right you are.
He's in the lambing shed as we speak. He's getting the caravan ready.
No problem, Tart.
Don't count your chickens.
Yeah, we'll see.
Look at the time. Jennifer! Come in! Thank goodness for that. Ooh, that looks interesting.
What?
On the notice board, that flyer.
Oh, that, yes. Yeah, opened this week, I think. Couple Adam knows have renovated an old pub. Sent him a load of flyers.
The old corn mill. Where is that?
Dorchester, down by the river.
Oh, that area's very trendy these days, since they created all those loft apartments.
Yeah, it'll all be comfy sofas and cocktails and overquaffed creative types. It's not my thing at all.
Don't be so stuffy. Live a little.
Well, I'll settle for plums and a pint of showers and the bull, thank you. Which is where you'll find me after my meeting. And if David's there, hopefully I'll get some sensible conversation.
Adam?
Hmm? Oh, Eddie, come in.
Blimey. They don't come, Chief.
But they don't. Has Brian sent you over?
Yeah, Lamming.
And can you help?
Well, like I was just saying to him, it's come at a good time.
Good.
I've got one or two jobs on and some shifts milking at Brookfield, but I've had some delays on a couple of outside jobs, what with the weather.
So the extra money will come in handy?
No danger.
Okay, good. Now, where did I put the rotor?
Hang on. You just dropped this.
Oh, that's just a flyer for a pub.
Oh, yeah? The old corn mill. Oh, I remember this when it was the Dirty Duck.
Yeah.
Right old spit and sawdust place this was. This was where I had my first ever pint.
Yeah?
Oh, it was horrible, but I sank it all the same.
Sorry about this, Eddie.
Oh, no problem. So it's new then, the old corn mill.
One of the wags from Felpsham United opened it on Saturday. Hopefully word will start getting out in the villages after the Echo comes out tomorrow. Nope. Must have left the rotor in the office.
Look, it might be easier if I let you know what shifts I'm doing at Brookfield. Then you can tell me what you want me to do here.
Yes, yes, that would be helpful.
I can fit me other jobs around that.
Right.
And relax. You can rely on me. You know you can.
Yeah. Thanks.
How long do you think you'll be, Jenny?
Well, it's not my fault Luigi's running late.
Yeah, yeah, I know, I know.
Oh, Lillian, why don't you ask for another coffee?
Ah, if I have any more coffee, I'll be bouncing off the walls.
Well, tea, then?
No, thanks.
You never were one to sit still for long, unless you had a G&T in your hand.
I think that's it, you see, Jenny. I mean, I get twitchy at this time in the afternoon.
It's just a habit.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I mean, I'm not dependent. I just need something to take my mind off it.
There's quite an interesting article in my magazine here.
Local history isn't my thing. I've read enough of these celebrity mags to make it my special subject on Mastermind.
Well, I'm going to be at least another hour. You'll just have to find something to do.
Well, I suppose I could have a wander round. You know, just round the shop.
Why don't you go and see if Sash has got anything new?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you haven't got anything better to do.
Yes, but you wouldn't be there to give me a second opinion.
Oh, go on. And if you see anything nice, you can ring me and I'll meet you there.
No, I'll wait for you here.
Well, not if you're going to complain for another hour.
Oh, I didn't realise I was so irritating.
You are when you whinge.
Sorry.
Oh, Lillian, just go. Why don't you? Go to Sash and one or two of the others and I'll be ready before you know it.
Oh, all right. Look, give me a call when you're done and I'll come and meet you in Underwood's coffee shop.
I thought you didn't want any more coffee.
Yeah, well, I'll have a smoothie or something. Great, I'll see you later then.
Oh, bye.
Brian?
Hello.
Been looking out for you getting back.
Oh, for anything in particular?
Yes, this.
Coffee?
No, thanks. This came in the post this morning.
Oh, yes. What is it?
A publicity brochure from one of the national management companies. Debbie sent off for it, didn't she?
Yes, she probably did.
So she's obviously interested in the sort of service they offer and whether you might employ them at Home Farm.
Look, Adam, yes, I asked her to investigate the contract market. I asked her to find out what firms there are out there, what they offer and whether they're able to take on work in the Ambridge area.
So you're both just bulldozing ahead?
No, of course.
And you didn't even tell me this was what you were up to.
So there's no need for emotive language. I'm not up to anything. And neither's Debbie. I'm putting out feelers, that's all.
You might have mentioned it.
Well, what would be the point?
No firm decisions have been made.
No?
Not at all. However, I want to know what all the options are, so that I can make those decisions. When the time is right.
I can't believe you think that selling off the farm machinery is still a viable option.
If it means we can invest capital in some of the more profitable areas, like the soft fruit, the answer is yes, I do.
So you would want to expand the soft fruit operation?
Absolutely. And I've taken on board your idea about going down to one lammy a year.
Huh?
What you said makes a lot of sense. And then we increase the acreage of polytunnels and expand into other protected crops, such as cherries, raspberries, just as you suggested.
Why all this, suddenly?
All what?
Why all this sudden enthusiasm? You couldn't backtrack fast enough a couple of years ago when I first put this idea forward.
Well, the world has changed. These so-called minor crops may very well be the big earners in a few years' time.
It's a real possibility, yes.
Hmm. Well, given that that's the case, I'd like you to give some more thought to the way these enterprises are going and come back with some rough costings and a cash flow forecast.
OK.
I am prepared to invest, Adam, if it looks viable.
Excuse me. Can I just squeeze past you, love? Just to get to the bar. Thanks. Cheers.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Barista.
Just a minute, missus. I was first. Lydia. What are you doing here? As if I couldn't guess.
Well, I was just passing.
Oh, so you thought you'd have a sneaky drink?
No, not at all.
Oh, yeah? So, what are you waving that tenner about for?
Well, I popped in for some cigarettes.
Of course you did.
Yes, I did. Unlike you, trying to deflect your guilt onto me. You're the only one here for a crafty drink.
No, I ain't.
Well, you don't smoke. And you're not here to eat.
No, I came to see a bloke about a job.
Oh, what job?
Patio out the back.
Eddie, darling, I came in at the back door and there was a stretch of beautifully laid decking going right down to the river.
Of his house, see?
Mm. And, have you discussed your business?
I don't think he's in.
Really?
You, buying your fags, then?
Oh, I don't think I'll bother. It's too crowded.
Susan's open till 7, you know, nowadays.
I know. Well, what about you?
I'll probably give this bloke a ring.
Right. Well, better go and find Jenny.
Fair enough.
And you can walk me back to my car.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
There are some sandwiches and a piece of pie, and I've put some leek and potato soup in a thermos on the countertop.
Oh, thanks, ma'am.
So, you feeling happier, then?
I'm not sure happier is the right word. Obviously, I'm pleased. But it's such a turnaround.
I'm sure he's just trying to do the best he can for us all.
Yeah, I still think it's a pity he wants it to come at the cost of contracting out the arable. We can manage it, do both.
I know.
But given that's what he's determined to do.
He still hasn't decided.
That's what he says. Seems like a foregone conclusion to me. No, don't worry, Mum. I'm going to concentrate on looking into expanding the fruit. He's asked me to cost it, and I will.
Oh, good.
He's not going to sideline me from any of the decisions about the future of Home Farm. You can be sure of that.
Hello, Siobhan. It's me again. Where are you? Are you all right? Is Rory all right? Look, please get in touch. And if you need any help or anything at all, just let me know, because I just want to know what's going on. So, if you could ring me back when you get this, I'll speak to you soon, I hope. Bye.
There's a whole pizza they didn't touch still in the box, Shula. Would you like to take it for Daniel?
Oh, no, thanks, Ruth. He went to a friend's tonight after chess club. He's probably pizzaed out.
Don't worry. David'll have it for his supper.
Yeah, they'll be starving when they get back.
Yeah.
Do you mind David having to leave? I'm sorry Nets is tonight.
No, no, he's been here for the whole party, really. The mums have started coming already.
Oh, Ben's had a lovely time.
He has. Anyway, sorry, I interrupted you.
Oh, don't worry, you've got other things to think about.
Actually, thanks to Josh asking Emma to come, it's been easy. Apart from the usual goodie bag nightmare.
Oh, I know. When we were little, we were happy enough to take home a balloon and a piece of birthday cake.
Yeah. Anyway, so Bert's repairing the churchyard wall then?
Hopefully. We're waiting to hear from the church architect. But Alan's now realised how much of a mess the churchyard itself looks.
Oh, I saw him putting a poster on the notice board the other day.
Yeah, he's hoping to get a group together to tidy it up for Easter. Linda's going to put a piece in the parish mag.
Look, I'm really sorry to leave you in the lurch like this. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, David.
Don't worry, honestly. I'll get back now. I don't want to leave Leanne on her own for too long. And I'd like to see Alistair too before you all dash off to cricket practice.
Okay.
Are you meeting us in the ball when we get back?
Well, I hadn't thought about it.
Well, Pip and Izzy are babysitting for us, so Mum might be free.
Oh, I'll see. Be nice.
Well, thanks for Ben's card and present.
He's very welcome. See you.
Bye.
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 Is Emma okay out there?
Yeah, she's in her element. Young Taylor has just left, so there's only a couple now.
I'll get back in there.
Okay.
Oh, did you manage to catch up with Brian this afternoon?
Brian? Yeah.
He seemed pretty desperate to talk to you.
Ruth, it's the wretched Siobhan thing again.
Oh, I see.
He's decided he's not very high on her list of priorities because she hasn't returned his calls.
Oh, dear.
But what does he expect? You know, she's a working single mum. She won't have time to ring him every 2 minutes.
No.
Anyway, listen, I'm off. I promised I'd pick Alistair up and a couple of the others. No point in everyone going in separate cars.
Have you got everything you need?
Yep. I'll say bye to the kids and I'll see you later in the ball.
Here, Dad. Look.
Eddie, that's beer, that is.
Too right.
What you doing with beer in the back of your van, Clary? Throw a fit.
Oh, she won't know if we don't tell her, will she?
Oh, Eddie.
Oh, blimey. It's just a few bottles, not the end of civilization. I ain't gonna get plastered. I just want a drink on me birthday, that's all. It ain't natural not to.
Oh, there'll be hell to pay if she finds out.
Look, I got it all worked out.
Where'd you get it?
Supermarket.
Anybody spot you?
Oh, I made sure there was nobody from Ambridge, don't you worry.
You been drinking and driving?
Oh, of course I ain't. I ain't touched a drop of it yet.
Mm.
Oh, blimey, Dad, you don't think I've been sitting in some lay-by on me home nicking back lager, do you? Ain't that desperate?
No, well, ain't your habits or your reputation that worries me. There's a lot of money at stake here.
Don't worry. Right, here's the plan. After supper, you nip out with the van keys and put a couple of bottles in your lean-to. Then come back in and say you need me for something.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know, do I?
Well, what would I need you for in my lean-to? You knows nothing about gardening.
Well, all right, say it's the ferrets or something. Invent. Use your imagination.
Oh, I don't know about this. Clary might come out looking for us.
We'll do it when she starts the washing up. Well, she's not going to come out if she's up to her elbows in studs, is she?
And what if we has a beer? She'll smell it on your breath, bound to.
I thought of that and all. So, I got some meat.
Eddie!
Hey, quick, come with us.
You two coming in for your supper?
Yeah, just come in, Clary, love. Right, you know what to do then, all right?
Right, Alistair, how do you want to work this?
Well, we'd better start off with a quick warm-up, then crack on. We don't want to waste too much time.
Okay.
Right, everyone, listen up. Tom, Chris, pull the middle net back, would you? Everyone else, if you want to stretch out.
Sorry, I'm a bit late, everybody.
Oh, hello, Sid. I didn't know you were coming tonight.
Yeah, I came with Fallon. You know me. I didn't want to miss anything.
Do you want to join in the warm-up?
No, you're all right. Now, think of me as an innocent bystander.
You sure?
Yeah, you carry on, Alistair.
Okay, everyone, just take a minute to stretch out. Quads, hamstrings, upper back, shoulder stretches. You know the drill?
Hang on, Alistair.
What's the matter?
Well, you weren't doing much good stretching out cold muscles.
I decided just to do a bit of throwing and catching, then get started.
Oh, yeah, well, it's up to you, of course.
Alistair didn't want us to waste our time here.
Well, all right, I can go with that. Now, what you want to do first, then, is get into form a circle and do some shoulder rolls, arm movements, a bit of jogging.
Sid.
I think you can rely on everyone to know what suits them best to warm up, Sid.
Can we just get on?
Oh, yes, all right. Yeah, I just think you're running the risk of injuries before the season's even started.
Okay, everyone.
Oh, hang on, for goodness sake. Oh, I know that bloke over there.
What bloke?
The guy at the far end.
Yeah, he was coaching the youngsters who were in before us.
Was he?
Who is he then, Sid?
Oh, have a quick word. I'll be back in a minute.
Oh, remind me to buy that bloke, whoever he is, a drink. Right, everyone, let's get cracking.
Oh, I'm full up.
Ah, it was lovely, wasn't it? All your favourites.
Oh, beautiful meal. Oh, you can keep your restaurants. Your cooking, Clary Love, will do it for me every time.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed that orange and mango juice and all.
That was a nice gesture, getting them unusual fruit juices in.
Do you know, Eddie, I am really proud of you.
Oh? Why is that, then?
I were expecting you to go on about having a glass of wine or a beer with your meal.
Well, I knew there was no point.
It's never stopped you whinging before.
I saw you'd gone to a lot of trouble for me, and I didn't want to spoil the atmosphere.
That's very thoughtful, isn't it, Joe?
Oh, very thoughtful.
So, what do you want to do later?
No point in going down the ball.
Oh, that's a first and all.
Well, most of the lads have gone to Edgbaston. Any road, it'll only tempt me to have a drink, and I'm quite settled here.
You really have turned a corner, haven't you? Hasn't he, Joe?
Yeah, seems like it, yeah.
Hey, so we could stop in and watch that Rocky DVD Edward bought me, if you like.
Smash it? Well, just get these pots out of the way while you set it up.
Right you are. Dad?
What? Oh, Clary Love, do you want a hand?
Hey?
Oh, thanks, Joe.
Dad!
You wash and I'll dry.
Tom, stay in line. You're still backing away to leg.
Alistair, are you ready? Chris has had his 10 minutes.
Yeah, thanks.
Right, one more then, Chris.
Well done, Chris. Just don't try and hit everything out of the ground. Treat it as though you're in a match. Well, bowl, David.
Well, his form's improving no end.
Yeah, he is.
Is Sid still bending that bloke's ear?
I think you spoke too soon. Here he comes.
Oh. Poor old Fallon. She hasn't even had Sid for company.
Well, between Sid and the MP3 player, I know whose company she'd prefer.
Hey! You'll never guess who I've been talking to.
A fiver says it's that bloke you've been with for the last half hour.
No. I mean, who he is.
Surprise us.
Well, he used to play for Borsetshire.
Oh, shame.
Yeah, it was. I remember watching him. It curtailed a very promising career.
So, does he coach?
Not for a living. He's in sales, but he coaches the team his son plays for. Oh, well, that's them. He's good as well.
Oh, good for him.
I had a word with him about coming to Ambridge and giving us a few training sessions once we're revving up for the competition.
Really?
Well, that would be great.
Yeah, well, I think he might go for it.
Well, I think everyone coming into the pub should see this, don't you, Ruth?
Can't fail to on that paper. Grand auction. What's all that about? I thought it was a tabletop sale.
Oh, you know how these things snowball sometimes.
So, go on.
Well, people are taking tables to sell all kinds of things. Some are selling things they've made, but most people are selling stuff they want to get rid of.
And Jill and Clary are organising refreshments. I'm with you so far.
Well, Alistair had a brainwave. He's getting a retired auctioneer to come and give him an idea of where to start the bidding.
How did he manage that?
Oh, it's an old friend, Glynn.
It's a good idea. What if he finds something really valuable?
I doubt if he will. But if he does, then of course they can take it out of the sale if they want to.
Great.
Give us a donation or something.
Maybe Bert will put in his wonderful chair.
Oh, he's not still working on that.
He is, you know. He always was slow. But it's taken him 3 days to play in a chair leg.
3 days?
He's taken as long as he can and hiding from Frieda.
Why is she on the warpath?
She's got a list of jobs for him to do as long as your arm.
Oh, perhaps he thinks she'll get fed up waiting and get somebody quicker in.
Oh, I think you're right.
Oh, I hope he won't be that slow checking gravestones.
Is that what Alan's asked you and Bert to do?
Well, it's part of the churchyard tidying up initiative.
I think his go slow is just for Frieda's benefit.
Evening.
Hi.
Hi. Good night.
Yeah, great, thanks.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Sid.
Whoa, we are busy. I better go and do some grovelling.
What do you have, both of you?
Oh, white wine for me, please, David.
Coming up. Ruth, another half a lager?
Please, shall I give you a hand?
Yeah, thanks.
Hi.
Oh, Alistair, hi. How did you get on?
Oh, very well. We had a good session.
Good.
and Sid's got us some coaching from this ex-professional he knows.
Really?
In exchange for a couple of pints a session.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, real result.
Well, almost all the tables have been booked, so it's looking good for the supporters too.
So if we can raise the transport money, should be some cricket worth watching.
Mm. You know, I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, right you are. No, of course not. No, I'll be with you in a mo then. Yeah, bye, Susan.
I enjoyed that, Eddie, didn't you?
Yeah, very good. Mm. Now, Dad, go and get them bottles and put them in the lean-to like we said.
That was Susan. She wants me to do her a quick favour.
What's that, Clary, love?
She needs to pop over Ivy, so she wants me to babysit George.
Oh, well, you can't turn her down, can you? Well,
no, she's stuck, you see. Neil's at the ball, so he'll have had a drink, won't be driving. Emma's at a friend, and Christopher's gone out in Birmingham with Kevin Fallon and all the other young'uns.
Well, you'd better get off then.
But are you sure you don't mind? I mean, it's your birthday.
Oh, of course I don't mind. We'll be all right, won't we, Dad?
Oh, well, all right, then. Oh, you could always put another DVD on.
You stop worrying and get off. Susan will be waiting.
Yeah, well, I won't be long, then.
You take your time.
I'll see you in a bit.
See you later, Clary, love.
Blimey, that was a stroke of luck. We'll give it a few minutes, then we can enjoy them bottles of lager here in the warm.
Oh, no, you don't.
What?
You heard her. She won't be long.
Oh, long enough to sink a glass of beer.
She could be back any time.
We'd hear her coming.
No, we won't.
Oh, Dad.
No. 100 quid's a lot of money. Best not to risk it. I'll put some milk to eat up and we'll have a nice cup of cocoa instead.
Right. That settles it. I can't stand any more of this. Tomorrow night, I'm going down to the ball and joining in the wine tasting.
And Fallon actually sat through the whole of your practice last night, Dad.
She did. You've got to admire her commitment.
It must be love.
But what did she do all night? Wasn't she bored?
No idea. She's either really into cricket or really into Kev, who's into cricket. Sid says she's forever cooking healthy meals for him. Pasta and grilled chicken.
Mm, maybe I should replace your steak and chips with a tuna salad.
Don't you dare.
Shula told me Fallon's taking a table at the sale. She's selling off some of her CDs.
Oh, I'm impressed.
Pip, have you finished setting the table? Could you go and tell the boys to wash their hands for tea, please?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, by the way, Bert's volunteered his services.
To do what?
He wants to come and help plant the hedging next year in the rice.
That's months away.
Yeah.
Tough work, though.
Well, I don't think he cares. All helps to stop Frieda adding to the list.
I'm sure she's not that bad.
Poor old Bert.
What times is he coming tonight, do you know?
I think her mum's dropping her off about 7:30, why?
Oh, I've got plenty of time then. Shula and Anstra are coming tonight too, and your mum's got Daniel.
Oh, great.
Did you remember to get Jill a card, by the way, for Mothering Sunday?
Oh, no. I mean, yes, rather, no. Is the food nearly ready?
About 5 minutes.
Good, I'll be back in a tick.
What about your card?
Won't be long.
One, two. Testing 1, 2. Mary had a little lamb. Oh! All right, Nigel.
Yeah, very well indeed. Thanks, Sid. All set for the big quiz?
Certainly am. It's not an easy one either. Be plenty of splinters in fingers by the end of the evening.
Splinters?
Yeah, you know, with people scratching their heads.
Oh, very funny.
Hi, Sid.
Evening, Elizabeth.
Are we okay to set up in the Plowmans for the wine tasting now?
That was the idea. And then anyone who doesn't want to join the fun can stay in the public bar.
Hello, Lillian.
Hi, Lillian.
Don't worry, just saying hello. I'm not wavering.
Good for you. So, Sid, have you sold any tickets for the wine tasting?
Oh, yes, yes. And a lot have said they'll pay when they get here.
Marvellous. Mm.
Is it all right if I get some large serving plates for the cheese from the kitchen?
Yeah, of course. Help yourself to knives and whatever.
Thanks.
How are you organising all this, Nigel?
Well, I've chosen 7 wines from the wine relief list, from fresh whites through to full-bodied reds, and then a dessert wine and a port.
Gosh.
Plus one of my own choice, an English wine that I hope ours will match up to.
Good range.
And we've got these dinky little plastic cups to use.
Oh, just a mouthful.
Not very ecological. Unfortunately, I didn't have time to search for reusable ones.
We will for next time.
I'll introduce each wine, saying a bit about the grape variety, the flavours and so on.
Fantastic. I really appreciate you taking this over, Nigel.
My pleasure.
His motives aren't completely altruistic.
I thought I'd have a chance to publicise Lower Loxley wine, you see.
Oh, yes, yes.
That's okay. Good.
Although it won't actually be on sale until this time next year.
So much the better.
Advanced publicity creates anticipation and demand.
Well, I'm certainly ready to try some.
Hi, Pip.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Do you want a hammer? Is that better?
No, I can manage, thanks.
Right. I just wanted a quick word about Mother's
Day.
Oh,
I know. I almost forgot about it. Then Ben came in with that potpourri thing he'd made at school. I thought I'd make her something too.
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
Yeah, she likes it when we make something.
Yeah, she does. And I've asked Eddie to do the milking on Sunday mornings so we can give her breakfast in bed.
Oh, great idea.
And what do you think about the five of us going out for a meal to the Bull on Sunday for lunch?
You've not left it too late, have you?
Well, I hope not. Well, I'll try the Bull, but if it's full, I'll ring round tomorrow.
Mum will really like that. Us all together.
Yeah, she will. Me too.
Can you book it straight away, tonight?
Leave it to me.
And the final question in tonight's big quiz. Which famous golfer goes by the nickname The Big Easy? Which famous golfer goes by the nickname The Big Easy? Right, ladies and gents, if you'd like to finish off, I'll collect up the quiz papers and tot up the final scores. At the end of the last round, the Carter Cartel is in second place to those Cider Swillers from Penny Asset, Team Big Apple. Collect your papers then, and anyone who's booked in for the wine tasting, this is your cue to go through to the Ploughman's, where you'll be in the capable hands of Mr. Nigel Pargeter.
Right, everyone in. Yes, any more for any more?
Yes.
Okay, Lizzie's coming round for your fiveness if you haven't paid yet. All for comic relief. So cough up.
Here you are, Elizabeth.
Thanks.
Now, first up, we have two Sauvignon Blancs.
Thank you.
The first is a drier South African one. It has rich gooseberry flavours with a crisp, flinty finish. Mm. The second from France is a lighter, slightly sweeter one with ripe citrus fruits on the nose. So compare and contrast. Okay, here they come.
Sounds promising.
Hello, Ruth.
Hello, David.
Oh, hi, Clary.
Do you mind if I join you?
No, of course not.
Only Joe said he wouldn't bother him once he saw the size of the measures and found out you had to buy a ticket. Yeah.
My glamorous assistant will pass amongst you with your first wine.
Honestly, Nigel. Here you go.
Thank you.
Thanks. Can I ask, what does he mean, flinty?
A sharpness, I think.
Oh, yeah. I think I've got that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Clary?
Oh, thanks, Lisbeth. Oh, do I spit it out?
No, no, don't worry. That's why they're only small measures. Oh, Sid?
Oh, chap.
No, it's a bit dry for me.
David, I'm short of your final quiz.
Oh, sorry, it's in your pocket. Ah. There you go. Hey, some of those were really difficult, Sid.
Yeah, I think you'd be surprised by the result. Unless this changes it, of course.
So what have you done with Eddie?
Oh, Joe's keeping an eye on him.
Oh, no, he ain't.
Eddie!
All right, everybody.
What are you doing in here? And what's that?
An ice bucket.
An ice bucket?
You know, for bottles of white wine. I got it off Jolene.
I know how it's normally used, but if that's for what I
now
think
don't
it's
go
for,
off the deep end,
you
Clary.
You give me that ice bucket here before I lamp you with it.
Nice try, Eddie.
Oh, be reasonable, love. It's all for charity, ain't it?
You just never give up, do you?
Oh, listen, I got it so I could join in. It's for me to spit the wine out. I've got witnesses.
Oi, don't drag us into this, Eddie, mate.
Oh, look, Clary, I won't swallow, I promise.
And I'm a monkey's uncle, give it here.
Oh, Clary.
Eddie.
But I bought me tickets.
More for you. Come on, give it here.
There. Oh, well, it was worth a try.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have our quiz results for you. And can I first say thanks to all of you for joining in and raising more money for Comic Relief. Hooray! Now then, following the Carter's Cartel, who are in third place, bringing us to what would have been a photo finish if you was horses, and the surprise winners coming up from nowhere to Pip the Big Apple at the post, if that's not mixing me metaphors,
put us out of our misery.
Is Sabrina, Minette, Abby, and Karen, the Bling Roses! So come on, ladies, Pick up your prize.
I don't get it. That's Sabrina Thwaite. She always wins stuff. Have you noticed, Lillian?
I can't say I have.
Oh, yeah. There are some people are like that, ain't they? Born lucky.
You can get her to buy a lottery ticket for you, Eddie.
What have you got there?
Orange juice. With orange flavours and a hint of water from the melted ice cube. I was six last time I drank orange juice.
Thanks, Liz. Now, the next wine you'll try
look is a Matt, savouring every sip. Only bought a ticket to wind me up.
Yeah. I'm getting to the end of me tether and all.
And have you any idea how long we've got to last out?
I could tell you down to the last minute.
What are we going to do, Eddie?
Well, I might have an idea.
What sort of idea?
Tell you what, you meet me round the back and there'll be a garden in half an hour and we'll see.
This is a fresh, youthful wine with hedgerow flower notes, finishing with pear and maybe a hint of grapefruit on the palate. Note the pale grapefruit colour, too.
Sid, just before you dash off.
David, what can I do for you?
Well, I know I've left this till the last minute, but,
This about Mother's Day?
Yeah. You don't happen to have a table for five, do you?
Oh! Yeah, I've got it fine. Let me have a look at the book.
People go mad with me if you turn me down.
Yes! Ah. Yes, I can do it, isn't it? We've had a cancellation. You're lucky.
Fantastic.
It's half one, though, Frank.
That's fine.
Table for five at half one.
Sid, I could kiss you.
Well, I prefer a hefty tip.
Lillian, that you?
Thank goodness. I thought you'd stood me up.
Is there anybody else out here?
Not that I've seen.
Good.
You know, I feel like I did when I was 14 and Miss Molyneux caught me smoking behind the bike shed.
As long as she ain't lurking in the shadows now.
Hardly, darling. She'd be about 100. So come on, what's all this skullduggery about?
Are you as fed up with this old bet thing as I am?
Darling, I can't make it any clearer. Yes, I am. I wish we'd never started it.
And it's not like we haven't been doing it for a while.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think we've both done very well, in fact.
So, my feeling is, if we had a little drink every so often, but didn't tell anybody...
Oh, no. I mean, Matt could never know. He's perfected the art of smirking to a tee.
And Clary could never find out. I wouldn't want to let her down.
Well, I wouldn't tell her.
Agreed, then.
Eddie?
It's lager. I have it hid in me van. Sure you want to do this?
Oh, just try me, darling.
What about the money, though?
Money?
For the church fund.
Oh, well, Matt and Clary collect their sponsorship, and we each give 50 quid on Easter Day, and who cares?
All right. Everyone's a winner. Ready?
Ready?
On the count of three. One, two, three.
Liz.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson Solizel, and the agricultural story editor is Grime Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.